What's going on? Welcome to Move Fast, Lift Heavy podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, co-host of the pod. If it's your first time tuning in, take a moment, subscribe, rate the podcast, screenshot the episode, put it on your IG, tag at Move Fast, Lift Heavy. We greatly appreciate you helping us spread the word. Move Fast, Lift Heavy is a lifestyle brand. We are your one-stop shop for all things training and apparel. You can go to our website, www.movefastliftheavy.com, see our swag, and see our training programs led by founder Christian Harris. Speaking of Christian Harris, his team, MFLH247, went on down to South Carolina with team MFLH365 to compete in a local competition. I think it was called Crash Crescendo. Pretty sure Brian Friend was there, up-and-coming CrossFit celebrity analyst. had a good time. Both teams were on the podium, and this episode is actually highlighting interviews that Christian conducted with the 8 teammates from both of our teams on Move Fast, Lift Heavy. So enjoy the episode. Again, if you like what we're doing here, help us out and spreading the word. The further that word is spread, the more and more guests that we can have on that you'd love to hear from. If you haven't had a chance yet, go to our YouTube channel, Move Fast, Lift Heavy, and we are in the midst of a quarterfinal series where you can see the teams compete, interviews, behind the scenes, all that good stuff. More to come from the YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe there. All right, enjoy the episode. Later.
Look at each other.
Yo, we're so fucked.
Oh my god. All right, so some things that I learned this weekend going into the competition that I didn't know about the team before was what our needs are from a communication standpoint, especially in the middle of a workout when things get tough. We all need different things from a communication standpoint, whether it's how we're saying it or the things that we need to relay to each other in the middle of a workout. And this was a great test and a great way to find out those things in a competition setting like this compared to going into semifinals or the games. All right, sir, what did you learn about your team in this competition this weekend?
We gotta figure out timing on some things, some worm cleaning jerks and such. And the rest of it's been just gelling well, dude. Like, we're moving in the right direction. I learned that. Like, full speed mistakes are cool, and they're just that, full speed mistakes. So, yeah, it's been good. Live action, good training weekend with some people that we don't know and some people we do. So, yeah, it's been cool. Turning in the right direction.
I would say personality while we're competing and actually communication. Just like feeling each other out, knowing like how we work now that we have a new member, Chloe. So, it was cool learning different aspects in certain situations.
Just how we work together and communicate, when being in a live competition, going on the fly, you know, getting that simulation of communication, something that we learned a lot this weekend. So communication with one another in the workout.
So this weekend?
We just wanted to test the worm. Definitely need more work on the worm, especially in the clean and jerk. That was pretty much the test coming in here. Some individual stuff also came out that we needed to work on as well. I know my strict pulling needs some work, so I'll be hammering that from a month from now.
I think I learned that we can like work well together, and not that I didn't think so, just that when we go on the floor and we actually execute exactly what we need to do, you go like, okay, the potential for the team is there, and like I'm really excited to bring that to the floor and like that to the games.
Some things I learned about my team going into the weekend that I didn't know, that they were super confident in their individual skills, maybe lacked a little bit with the confidence in the team skills as a whole. I think that just is a lack of like practicing together, but super confident in their individual skills and like absolute savages when it comes to some of that stuff. So
that Dex likes to listen to rap music at all hours of the day.
But mainly from the competition, just knowing each other's strengths, weaknesses, and just that we need a little bit more work on the worm together.
What are some things that you're going to be doing when you get back home that are going to help to progress for the rest of the season?
I would say making sure that we can get together for, you know, work on our individual weaknesses that we need to, and then getting together again before the semis, just practicing the worm and just getting comfortable in workouts with it.
Some things that I learned about myself from this competition that I'm going to implement going forward into semifinals and beyond is, one, tapping into the more sprint style workouts and getting really uncomfortable with that. In team training and in team competitions, you're gonna get a lot of work rest in many of the workouts that you do, so you really need to understand what it's like to really push the pace and get super uncomfortable in those situations, especially when it's a situation knowing that you're going to be getting rest. The other thing I need to work on is just continuing to hammer volume on handstand walking and ring muscle-ups. Those are my two things.
Dude, this is the first time I've ever like been on schedule for eating and stuff like that, like clean. Like I packed like a cooler. I ate on schedule, ate clean. I wasn't eating like combos and Reese's peanut butter eggs and stuff on the way here. And like, it's actually been like, feel-wise, it actually feels like a training weekend rather than like this peaked out pressure kind of thing. So I'll take that and try to spread that butter over all the toast so I can get everybody on the train with doing that, which we are. Like, nobody's crazy. I think I was the only piece of trash for that. But yeah, that, man, and we've done really good at like ironing the shirt, so to speak, and kind of getting all the communication stuff out of the way ahead of time in the warm-ups. I feel like when we go, you know, train in-house with you guys, we kind of rush a little bit. And so it's been cool that this is the environment where we do that and nail it down. So we'll take that with us.
For sure, mindset and like now getting into training, peaking, I guess, now. Like now it's time to peak. I was conserving myself because of my injury before. But now that we have a month, I guess now it's time to put the winnie in, you know?
Some things I learned this weekend that I'll probably implement into my own training. And I kind of have already, specifically for teams, you kind of have to get that work rest ratio, being able to like full send for 2 to 3 minutes and then recover within, you know, half the time. So I think switching that transition from maybe some longer pieces, like longer grindy pieces, to more sprinty pieces here leading up this next month into semifinals.
Like, seriously, I need to work on like sprinting, going to the dark place, not being afraid to trust myself. When I think I can do something, often I can do more. So just trusting that, going there, testing it, so that when you go on the competition floor, you're able to execute it.
What's different about a competition like this compared to semifinals in the games? A big one that stands out to me is corral times. A lot of times when you're at the semifinals or games level, the corral times, you're standing around anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes, whereas a local comp like this, the corral times are not as long, and they're also a little bit more laid back in the sense that when you get corralled, you can go to the bathroom, you can maybe hit some warm-up sets in between, like minutes before heading on to the competition floor. So it definitely makes a difference, or that's definitely something that is different from local to semifinals. But this competition overall was awesome in the sense that there was a lot of high-skilled movements. You had things like pegboards, ring muscle-ups, and the worm was utilized a lot in this competition. So definitely was a great way to get that team experience in a live setting and brush up on some things.
And what is different about competing in a local comp like this compared to competing at a semis or the games?
JR put this thing on like a semi. That's why I'll come do this one and then like Wadapalooza to go to Miami and show my whole ass and have fun. But like, I think you now, especially like I'm 34, Brooke's older, you know, Joey's the baby, so he could probably keep it wide open all the time. But like, I'm only going to do ones that benefit me through the season as like a temperature check, or it's like this one, seeing how we gel with some live action, like higher level programming. And JR does a great job of that. So that's why we picked this one. That's the only ones I'll do extra now, because nobody likes being at home on their own couch in their own gym more than me. So
Just game pace, just trying to stay in your lane, trying not to play in the team's next to you game, maybe their pace is on a machine. You just got to stay in your lane, work with your team, and move at your own pace, because it's easy to get swallowed into other people's paces and take you out of your comfort zone too early, which happened in event one for me personally. And I was chasing D1 deeper in the workout because I did come out too hot with some of these bigger dogs on cardio machines?
I mean, honestly, not much. I mean, I just want to win. No matter who's next to me, I want to beat the person next to me. I want to beat the team next to me. So I still get that same feeling, that same butterflies, and want to come and execute. So not a whole lot different. I think obviously the what's on the line is different. So able to take a couple more risks here and try some things out, which I'm glad we did. So that's probably the only difference.
All right, so what are some thoughts that you have on how the MUFAS Military teams looked this weekend?
Man, I was super happy when JR told me you guys were coming down here. I think that the fitness is there for both teams. The main difference I've noticed is with the Worm. Just the chemistry that you guys have, obviously having overall more team experience in the bank pays off with that implement. But I think that's why it's so important that Dex and those guys are down here, is because they can get some touches on that and go back to the drawing board having done it in a live competition. So I expect that when we see those guys in a month, that they'll also have a higher level of proficiency with the Worm than they do right now.
What are your thoughts overall on a competition like this compared to semis or games?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a nice time for a team competition like this, because if you are a semifinal team, you know, perhaps like the Meat Squad team is, you can get some live competition experience and as many training simulations as you want to have in your own gym. It's different when you're in a new environment. You have judges you don't know. You have teams that you're competing against you don't know. But then the other half of your division here has teams that are aspiring to make it to the semifinals. So they get a chance to go against guys like you, and they get a chance to test themselves against people that they want to be like. So I think on both ends of the spectrum, it's really good for teams that are either at the semifinal level already or have ambitions of being there.